From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Steve Inskeep is on assignment. The California Senate is preparing to vote on a state budget tomorrow, nearly 4 weeks after it was due. Like a lot of American citizens, California has been operating on borrowed money. And it's going through the political turmoil of a campaign to recall the governor, Gray Davis. But even if Democratic and Republican lawmakers do agree on a budget, it will come too late to save the state's bond rating from being downgraded. And as NPR Scott Horsley reports, that makes California's budget woes even worse.
Ordinarily, a falling bond rating is a kind of warning shot across the bow that one's finances are not so solid. California got more than a warning shot this week. The rating agency Standard & Poor's torpedoed the state's credit rating, dropping California 3 notches to the lowest rating a state has ever received, just barely above junk bond status. California Comptroller Steve Westley calls the downgrade an embarrassing calamity, one for which taxpayers will face a severe penalty.
The short-term consequences of this historic downgrade is that we'll need to pay an additional $34 million in fees immediately, but the more important long-term consequence is this will cost us hundreds of millions of dollars in additional interest fees over time, and frankly, it will make it almost impossible to do any additional borrowing in the near term.
The downgrade was hardly a surprise. For months now, state lawmakers have been unable to agree on how to close a $38 billion budget deficit. That uncertainty was aggravated this week when officials announced a recall election for Democratic Governor Gray Davis. Westley, also a Democrat, says both those problems could have been avoided.
This downgrade didn't have to happen. This downgrade is a result of the political instability in California, and that's based on two things. One is an overly partisan legislature that cannot get a budget passed or has not gotten a budget passed. The other is the recall. That is fundamentally destabilizing, and whatever you think of Governor Davis, whatever party you're in, the recall is not a helpful thing in terms of putting our financial house back in order.
Within hours of the S&P downgrade on Thursday, California Senate leaders announced that they'd reached a tentative compromise on the budget. The deal would meet Republicans' demand for no new taxes and avoid some of the deepest spending cuts that had worried Democrats. Senate President John Burton insists the timing of the tentative agreement was coincidental.
We wanted to get this done 3-4 weeks ago, and the S&P downgrade was irrelevant to our desire to get a budget and to achieve this framework.
If state senators approve the budget tomorrow, the state assembly would immediately take it up, and California's long overdue budget could be passed and signed by the governor within the week. But Standard & Poor's credit analyst Alex Fraser warns that by itself would not restore the state's higher bond rating.
We're not really looking at the incremental steps to adopting a budget this year. We're looking to the long-term budget structure and an improvement of that.
That's where the Senate's budget compromise falls short. It's officially balanced, but only with the help of nearly $11 billion in new state borrowing. Borrowing that money will be even more expensive, thanks to the lower credit rating. What's more, budget writers forecast another deficit of nearly $8 billion the following year. Scott Horsley, NPR News.